Family Maps and the Way We Learn Love, Conflict, Repair, and Closeness. Hi, I am Haley, a Christian Leaders Institute presenter. A ministry genogram conversation can help people see how they learned love, conflict, repair, closeness, distance, affection, apology, boundaries, and community life. Most people do not enter relationships as blank slates. They carry memories, examples, instincts, fears, hopes, and expectations shaped by family formation. Some people grew up in homes where affection was warm, apologies were normal, conflict was handled honestly, and family members stayed connected even when life was hard. Others grew up where conflict meant yelling, silence, withdrawal, criticism, manipulation, instability, or emotional distance. These patterns matter. A person may say, I don't know why I shut down when my spouse is upset. Another may say, I get angry fast, just like my father did. Another may say, I want to be close to people, but closeness feels unsafe. Another may say, I never saw anyone apologize in my home. A genogram can help them notice where those reactions may have been formed. But the goal is not blame. The goal is discernment. A ministry leader might ask, when you look at your family map, where did you learn how people handle disagreement? Or who modeled affection? Or who repaired relationships after hurt? Or where did people stay distant instead of talking honestly? These questions can help a person see patterns without becoming trapped by them. Relationships are learned in ordinary moments. Children watch who speaks, who stays silent, who controls, who comforts, who leaves, who apologizes, who refuses repair, who shows affection, and who carries emotional burdens. Over time, those patterns can feel normal, even when they are unhealthy. In Christian ministry conversations, we must handle these discoveries with care. We do not say, your family ruined your relationships. We do not diagnose spouses, parents, or children. We do not take sides in family conflict. We do not force reconciliation. We do not pressure someone to disclose painful details. Instead, we help them ask, what was passed down? What was missing? What did this form in me? What is Christ redeeming? What faithful relational step might I take now? That step may be learning to apologize, it may be listening before reacting, it may be setting a boundary, it may be asking for help, it may be practicing affection, it may be learning healthy conflict, it may be seeking pastoral counsel or professional support when needed. A genogram can help someone see that relational patterns were learned. And by God's grace, new patterns can also be learned. The goal is not perfect relationships. The goal is faithful love, wise boundaries, humble repair, and Christ-centered growth.